It's the Platinum Club. And here's the weekly podcast that takes the principles of Showbiz Blueprint to the next level. Barry serves up a message to motivate and inspire his Platinum Club members to 10x their results. Here's Barry.
All righty, welcome to the podcast. I am so excited to get this rolling, and that's really all I can do, right? That's all any of us can do when we launch out a new idea or a new project. We are responsible to get it rolling. That's it. It's like taking a drive to the store or going mountain biking or walking onto a stage. You know, we have an idea of where we'll end up, and there is a fair amount we can do to stay on the path, but there's going to be other cars. There's going to be big tree roots that you can't see, and there's going to be hecklers. So our work has always been, and it will always be, to get started. Next, you know, we must have a powerful enough reason to keep going. I call that the big why, and we will tackle this in the next episode of this podcast. And finally, we have to stay flexible enough to change and adopt en route. So that said, where do you most often get thrown off track? The starting? The tenacity to keep going? The flexibility to accept and course correct? Yeah, I have stood at the edge of quitting thanks to all three of those in my life, and I bet you have too. It's not unusual. Sometimes it's an old story, you know, that grabs the steering wheel of my life and it won't let go. Or should I say, I can't seem to find the wherewithal to take back the steering wheel. All of this stuff is just energy speeding through my body and my brain at a million miles an hour, so it's not like there are any hard and fast rules. I have at least a dozen excuses to stop, and every single day I do the work to not let those excuses win. It is the war of art, my friends, and it is certainly the road less traveled. You're here to walk the path, and you've invited me to come along, even to lead once in a while. I can't tell you how honored I am by that choice you've made, and I will do everything in my power to make it a choice that you never regret or second guess. In this first episode of the Platinum Podcast, I want to make a few points really clear. Make no mistake, we are here to focus and transform. That is why we're here. My hope is that your membership here affects your life holistically, that is, professionally and personally, physically, emotionally, mentally. There's no reason for you to take a challenge I give you and only apply it to your work. That's crazy. That's what the average person would do. And let's make a pinky promise right now to each other not to be average. It's boring. It's uninteresting. Next, we are here to make measurable progress on your goals. We are avoiding overwhelm and information overload and aiming to make very measurable progress on your goals. That's what we're doing here. You know what you want more than anything else, more than anyone else, certainly more than me, and I am here to get you past those blocks. One thing I know for sure, you have a list of goals, and if you try to accomplish them all at once, you're going to end up disappointed and overwhelmed. That's just plain old math. You know, I talk about impossible goals, and this is an important distinction because it's radically different from any other goal. This is one that you will be fine if you never actually reach. You hear that? It's one that you'll be fine if you never actually reach. This is not a goal to get to. It is a place to come from. What do I mean by that? I mean that you get to live towards that goal every day. No, every minute, as if that goal is guiding your actions, your decisions, your choices, and your attitude. Ask yourself, how does the version of me who is going for that impossible goal react to this situation? Such a change, such a place to be coming from. Next, I don't want you to ever be the most interesting person in the room, all right? And I know that's hard for us. I mean, look at us. It's not even a contest, yet I am challenging you to never let it happen. Even if you can fit in once or twice a month where there are people in the room that you can model and learn from, you are going to be way ahead. How do we do this? We find more interesting rooms, we network, we take risks, we show up, we submit proposals to speak and network, and we absorb what's there. We say yes a lot more often than we say no thank you. We limit judgment, especially if it affects our actions. You know, I should say especially how it affects our actions, because it will. We have to let it only affect our action in a way that motivates and inspires us to be more. All right, and that's one to think about. This is key. This is a key element to successful networking, and networking, as you know, is a key element to growth. next here in the Platinum Club. I want you to always be thinking, and start right now. Be thinking about your TEDx talk. Entertainers have done these. I have done 6 main stage TED appearances without ever having invented or cured anything at all. You can do it, either with an artistic or comedic appearance, or if you have a message. I will do a future episode on this, but for now, I want you to plant the seed and let it alone. If you haven't done one yet, it's something that I'm holding for you as a professional and personal challenge. Next, and this is a big one, let me go into a couple of details on this. I expect you to be smart, and I have some criteria that doesn't include your SAT score, your spelling ability, your knowledge of history, or any of that. First, I want you to understand on a very core level that your past does not need to predict your future. You have the ability to reinvent yourself now, or now, or now, or now. What's done is done, and you can reframe it or even transform your past struggles so that they motivate you instead of bringing you down. If you feel like this is something you need to do to free yourself, post it as a specific question to me in our strategic coaching session, and I'll walk you right through it. Next, I want you to make choices that keep you positive. Make choices that keep you positive, the ones that keep you upbeat, creative, and engaged, as opposed to the opposite. What is that? Negative and downtrodden, average, or isolated. Oof, do you just feel what happens to you when I say those things? Feel them again. Positive, upbeat, creative, engaged. And the opposite. Negative, downtrodden, average, isolated. Every choice you make has the ability to put you in one of those two camps. To be smart, you live by the motto that you have this one life to live. And if you can conceive it, you can achieve it. That's it. No fancy rhyme. Okay, that did rhyme. But it must be your operating system for the Platinum Club. If you can conceive it, you can achieve it. That's what we're doing here. Harness your ability to dream, to create and build. Affect your reality and love. In every aspect of your life, you have this opportunity. And if you track the wins, you can hit 50 points every single day. 50 points every single day, and it's not that hard. Find places. Find the opportunities to be positive, upbeat, creative, and engaged. Each one of those scores a point. And you do those by dreaming, creating, building, affecting your reality and the reality of those in your life, and by loving. 50 points. You can do this. They are small, simple points, and they have the ability to keep you positive, upbeat, creative, and engaged. Next. Hey, you've got problems. You know what? We all do. I've met the richest people in the world. I've sat in eerie silence with Robin Williams after a sold-out concert to 12,000 people and was told to not leave him alone. Nobody, and I mean nobody, gets off free. Every single person is fighting a battle you know nothing about. As a smart person, you must face your problems head on. And I don't care if it's with gigs, with money, with family, health, your physical being. Here, we look them straight in the eye so that we can see them for what they really are. They are opportunities. When they are hidden away, they fester and they grow. You know those dark spaces in your brain? It's an ideal environment for mold and mildew and festering. We get them out of there by shining the light on them, by bringing them forward. We keep them from becoming animals that eat at our core. Those are what keep us weak. Those are what keep us from being positive, upbeat, creative, and engaged. Next, you'll keep your eyes in your own backyard. We'll face opposition and negativity from the muggle public, I promise you that, and we can't let that affect our motion. They are without the understanding of our mission, those people. They are clueless to our resources. They are 100 times more interested in themselves than in you, and yet they have the ability to take us down with a well-placed sentence or comment. You know, someone once told me you'd worry a lot less about what other people think about you if you knew how rarely they thought about you. So as a smart person, we protect the 7 holes in our head with a warrior-like attitude. Our culture, maybe even our community or our household, has no shortage of doubters and cynics. If something gets past our guard, we recognize it and we press the delete key. Next, being smart means being the master of your time. You have the exact same 24 hours as Jeff Bezos, Warren Buffett, Lady Gaga, or anyone else you might idolize or think they've got it made. You can't afford the luxury of wasting your time on something that brings you down, doesn't move you forward, or is a bad habit. And you know the difference. If I put you up to a lie detector and said, tell on yourself, you would have a straight line across. You would be able to call yourself out on every single one. Now, that's not to say a bit of social decompression, online or live, isn't a valuable part of your day. It is, but I want you to honor the limits you know are healthy for you. If you can milk one more valuable hour from each day, get this, that's 2+ extra weeks per year. Just one more valuable hour a day turns you into the person who has a 54-week year to accomplish your goals, to create, to play bigger. I mean, that is a lot of time for creation and growth. Next, as creators, we leverage our time for both instant results and long-term success. Get that. We leverage our time for both instant results and long-term success. We don't stop trying something just because it's challenging. If we did, we'd be sitting behind a desk taking orders for what to do next, and that's not where we are. This culture has a desire for instant gratification that is almost insatiable. It is a trap to have more, better, faster, easier, less expensive, and overnight is a shortcut that kills the spirit that created you, the very spirit that created the artist who you are. You are an expert at your craft because of the hours, the love, the sweat, the creativity, and the conviction. Your conviction to creation, entrepreneurism, it's honorable, and people see that. It's a rare quality in this world, and success tastes nothing like fast or easy, nothing at all. I see it in my son's eyes when he mentions my world juggling championships, or my office at the end of our property, or all the time that we have to spend together. He knows the work that's behind it all. And I see it in you. I see it in you for being in this club, for signing up, for being a fan of yourself and believing in yourself enough to stand up and say, hell yeah, I'm jumping into something that pushes me into an uncomfortable area. You know, earlier I talked about networking, and smart people do something else along those lines. We are the sum of the 5 people with whom we spend the most time. You get that? You may have heard that before. We are the sum of the 5 people with whom we spend the most time. It's a brilliant equation. I love it. And I used to search for a time in my life where it wasn't true, but it always is. Every single time, it's always true. And the good news, it doesn't need to be in person. Heck, you don't even need to know the people. You get that? You don't even need to know the people. You can spend this time with million-dollar coaches, people of great power, legendary artists, brilliant scientists, mentors, or even rock stars. Audio or written books, podcasts, YouTube, live appearances. Constantly changing the 5 people with whom I spend the most time is a measurable success tool that I use to continue growing and playing bigger. I never stop changing that lineup of people, my top 5 of the people I hang out and spend time with. I'll do a future episode on some of the most powerful 5 I've had in my life, all of whom you can invite into your world, and the only cost is your attention. Can you imagine that? Are you willing to update the 5 people you spend the most time with? It doesn't have to be a clean sweep, but who can you bring to the table this week? Always a fascinating question to look at. The last thing I have to say about being smart as it relates to this club is this. Be grateful every single day. Take a few moments to remember that the world doesn't revolve around you. Heck, it might not even know you're here. Regardless of that, there is so much beauty in our work, in our lives, our relationships, and our resources. There is an unlimited ability inside each of us to change the world for our audiences. Everything from a joke and a smile at a toll booth to a full-blown TV appearance where we show thousands or millions of people how to feel better, if even just for a few seconds. You know, as I approach my 30th wedding anniversary, I am ever more grateful for my wife and our life, my career, my courage, my family, my friends, my health, my creativity, and that mountain bike over there, and 100 other people, places, and things. Gratitude is a bottomless well which you can draw upon when you are feeling either weak or strong. And a few minutes spent swimming in that water will take you places that make you happier, healthier, and more desirable. Okay, that was a long point about the Platinum Club, but being smart about how we do this is very important. It's a bar I want to set right here at the top, and I'm glad I said all of it. As I bring this one to an end, I want to remind you that this club is oriented around you and your needs. Use the resources at least weekly and hopefully more often to move past your blocks and take action. Remember that I have a team member who only watches your record and will be in touch with you if you hide out. She ain't cheap, but she's really good. And she's someone who pitched this job to me, believe it or not, after hearing about what I was doing with the Platinum Club. She actually pitched the idea to me, which made me just go, yes, yes, and yes. So I will see you inside, and we will share another podcast together next week. Keep dreaming bigger than you've ever dreamt and taking smaller steps than you've ever taken. Talk to you soon.